This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Good evening and welcome to Dystopical on Joy 94.9. You are about to listen to us talk about lesbians and men. And I am lucky enough to be joined tonight by Max.
Hi.
Max. during the show, you can text us on 0427JOY949 or Facebook us at Dystopical, DYSTOPICAL, or email us at dystopical@joy.org.au or dear.dystopical@gmail.com. But I think before we start talking about this, we may play a track. Max, preferences?
Oh, of course, we've got to go straight into Fergie, I think.
Okay, we can play Fergie. Here we go. Good evening and welcome to Dystopical. Tonight we're talking about lesbians and men with Max. Hi, Max.
Hi, that was like Fergie before and after or something like that.
I know I said I was playing her first, but then I didn't.
Oh, she's very versatile, as you heard.
I don't think she minds.
No, I hope not.
So,
apart from talking about Fergie.
Yes, we're talking about men, and like, I'm feeling a little weird about this topic. But
I'm fine with men.
I know you are, and in certain ways I am too. The whole point of Dystopical is that we're going to talk about issues that that we think should be talked about more in the lesbian community, or, you know, in the queer women's community, and also, I guess, topics that might be difficult. And this is a weird one for me because I have lots and lots and lots of different feelings about it.
I just like hearing it nutted out over something other than a jug of blonde. You know, like, I think it's a good space, and then people listening can either text in or just swear at the radio, and it's not as misinformed as some conversations can be.
I agree. And look, if you do want to text in, please do. You can text us on 0427JOY949. You can Facebook us at Dystopical or email us at deardystopical@gmail.com or dystopical@joy.org.au. And first up, Max, we're going to talk about straight men.
My favourite. Well, no, let's not pick and choose.
Okay.
But it's a touchy topic sometimes, which is quite funny. I was telling you earlier, I had this theory when I was younger that why do gay men and women get along when shouldn't it really be gay women and straight men? Because we're kind of into the same thing.
It doesn't seem to be about what you're into.
It was when I was a lot younger, I'll admit. But, no, there is this some weird, creepy divide. I found myself saying to a friend the other day, she'd brought a friend over who happened to be a straight guy, Jono, lovely guy, quite good, actually, got along great. And then I had to say to her later on when he left, like, thank you, that was really good, and went on and on about it until I realised, like, I was kind of thanking her for bringing around a cool straight guy, which I cursed myself for because I know plenty of great straight guys. But I do at times, I don't know, get caught up in the bullshit that I can cop from some straight guys, which is probably 2%, and apply that to all of them.
I mean, you and I have done a show before about lesbians and their brothers.
Yes.
And both of our brothers, well, you have two and I have two, are straight guys.
Yeah.
And they're cool. So what
somewhat.
No, mine are.
Mine are, but mine also represent, you know, and so I'm lucky that I can relate to straight guys, if, you know, we're going to just talk about that target, because I grew up with them. My brothers are. I can relate to them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I know what stupid jokes they like, and VB's great, and that's cool, and that, and everyone's different. You know, the people that can fall into the straight category are so many, like us.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, as a lesbian relating to a straight man, that does come to a few interesting scenarios, which you and I both, Yeah, been in.
Yes, and talked about many times. Do you want to give us an example of one?
There was one particular incident where Kat and I were at a friend's birthday and having a great time when this gentleman, and I use that term very loosely.
Really? I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, only because he was missing a few teeth, but Kat was playing with her phone, as sometimes she will, and he's...
I think I was texting my girlfriend, actually.
Well, you know, you could have been checking the weather on that thing. But this gentleman has decided to jump up and yell out his phone number, which is fine. So I decided that I would also jump up and try and get his phone number. And so while he's shouting it out, I'm trying to repeat it back, and he freaked. He freaked out. You know, tapped his friends on the shoulder, called the barman over, really insulted me because it was factually, and he said to himself, I'm sure, to the bartender, because I am one of the more masculine looking of the lesbian kind. And so there was this real moment where Kat and I sat down and afterwards, and we're both having an angry cigarette and to cool down, and we're both bitching about this situation that happened, but completely different perspectives, because I'd been put down for the way I looked and for being some sort of freak because I wasn't an object, and Kat had become some sort of object. You can't be gay because you're attractive in his eyes, so you can't be. And I'm sure you've had more than one experience of that. That 2%, they're out there.
Yeah, no, I have. I remember this one time. And it was actually still while you were...
lesbian? No.
No, you've always been a lesbian the whole time I've known you. But when you were managing the opium den, and I came in one night with a friend on like an off night, and we were hanging out, and I didn't know you that well then, but I was dancing on the dance floor, and I was with... some man started dancing with me, and so I was just, you know, dancing, whatever you say. And there was this point where he said, look, I think you're really beautiful and I want to take you home. And I said, look, that's really flattering. However, I'm gay. And he said, but you're hot. And there was this moment where I didn't know what to say, and I was like,
oh, sorry, you're right. Yeah, no, yeah. I'm not gay. April Fools.
I was like, it's not mutually exclusive. Like,
that's
seriously.
Right. It's a horrible, like...
But he seemed to think that if I was a lesbian, it seemed to mean that I was some kind of gross thing that he could
that's
never
right.
be interested
yeah,
in.
Yeah.
And I was really offended for everyone.
For everyone involved. Yeah. For him mostly.
And also going, is that true? Do like straight men think that we're all really ugly? And
I had a similar conversation. This is why I said my brother is somewhat cool, where my brother thanked me for teaching him that lesbians aren't all unattractive. This obviously led to plate throwing and issues because he wasn't referring to me. No. No, he was talking about my partner at the time and other girls that I'd brought over that happened to be gay and some that weren't, and he couldn't tell the difference because we actually don't all have trendy haircuts and comfy shoes. There's a lot of differences. Yes, there's some sort of correlation between trendy haircuts and looking like Joan Jett and being a lesbian, but because you don't find a girl attractive does not mean she is a lesbian, and because she's attractive does not mean otherwise either. But there is this really bizarre, like, decision that's been made. And I've heard that phrase used in more homophobic terms when I was a lot younger of, she's too ugly to get a man, that's why she's a lesbian.
And that's why she's decided to be gay.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what that says about the rest of us that aren't.
Well, it got awkward between my brother and I because I was, how do you think I pick up women? He was like, I think you're beautiful. Yeah. But, yeah, no, there is sometimes that thing. And, you know, there's also sometimes a straight male urge to yell lesbian out of a car or on a tram. I find it really amusing. It used to be
that's
a little
annoying.
That's
happened to me as well, but only when I've been with partners or
I'm
lovers.
I'm what some people refer to as a 100-footer. Which
what
is
does
you,
that mean?
You can tell I'm a big raging lesbian from 100 feet away. And so even in high school, you know, having boys yell out, lesbian, and I'll yell back, you're wearing yellow shoes. Like, yes, Oh, thank you for reminding me.
But how does this affect your relationship with straight men?
And then I guess that's what we're touching on with all this stuff, is at times I find it makes me a little defensive. And I had a gentleman the other day, I was getting my chicken and chips at the shop, and it happened to be just after the Peel Street Fair.
Yep.
And I had gone down for about 20 minutes, just kind of, I don't know, I was just there, and went and get chicken chips, and this guy asked me how the fair was, and I just decided that, I don't know, I was being defensive, and I said, what fair are you talking about? Oh, the fair down the street, I think it's for gays, and I was like, why did you assume? He was right.
You were totally there, I saw you.
I was totally there. He was totally right. I am gay, so maybe I would be at the gay fair, but I did do that. That's not mutually exclusive. You know, don't make assumptions while I'm getting my chicken and chips. Look, it was defensiveness, and I actually ended up apologising because I don't want to portray the angry lesbian stereotype any more than it already, you know, is being done by Rosie O'Donnell. Or,
yeah, really. Like,
he wasn't meaning any harm. And that's the thing, that the relationship...
Like he was actually just trying to make a connection
with
you.
That's right, just having a conversation. How was the fair? He didn't say any names. He didn't offend me actually at all. I was just rude. And that's backed up by these guys that yell out of cars and, you know, write dyke on their status of, you know, or call lesbians ugly. Like, it's just, and that's, it's that hate, and that goes around, comes around, makes me more defensive. I was rude to this gentleman. He might be rude and assume that all lesbians are angry now from now on.
I think that's a really good point, Max, because I often find that I have an angry response to people. It's just like, I don't know, I feel like insulted. Like,
it's quite large,
I've worked so hard to be where I am. How dare you assume I'm straight and I must want to fuck you?
Well, I'm just tired. It's like, yes, I'm... Look, I've been asked while at work at the Opium Den, and I know we will touch on trans later on, but what my pronoun is. And it's just because I look more masculine. You actually don't need to use a pronoun when you ask for a drink at a bar. That's what struck
me. Yeah, really.
So when I'm getting a chicken
Please
and chips...
Please, may I have a drink?
You don't need to know if I'm a lesbian. If I'm at my doctor's and he asks me if I sleep with women, I understand. Sometimes he's got to know. But if you're on the street and you ask me, excuse me, are you a girl or a boy? None of your fucking business. Oops, sorry.
See, I find it really interesting, considering we're such good friends, and you and I understand each other really well, but yet we have very different experiences, because I've never had anyone question whether I'm obviously a boy or a girl. But I do have people question my sexuality quite a lot, because I look like a straight girl, so therefore, you know, I must be. And it's more that I get frustrated with that assumption as opposed to, like, a different assumption. I don't know. I just wonder if...
We've also talked about women doing this to each other, though. So it's not just straight men, like we just said. Years ago, the Glass House was known, or there were stories from women walking up to straight women and saying, you can't be here. You've got long hair.
But that happened to me at the Opium Den. Farina and I have talked about this on radio before.
Yeah.
When I first met you, when you were managing the Opium Den, and I went in there and I was sitting there one night and some 19-year-old girl with blonde spiky hair and a blue and white striped shirt walked up and went, are you even gay? And I was like...
I've slept with more women than you've had hot breakfast. Like,
no, I didn't say that.
No. I wish you did.
I was thinking, you know, my girlfriend would be really offended right now.
I left my membership card in the car. I'm so sorry.
But I didn't, like, it was so offensive. And I find that really interesting. And we were talking about this earlier, how we tend to identify on the basis of prejudice. And so, like, we all have different kinds of prejudice against us, and we all think it's really bad.
Well, it is.
It is all really bad.
It's actually really bad. But you don't need to shout lesbian out of your car at me. I know. My girlfriend knows. Every girl I ever sleep with will know.
And I don't feel like I need to cut my hair off.
No. I trust that you are gay.
Thanks,
so it is. It's these prejudices against each other. And so we develop this prejudice against straight men as well.
And yeah, because we feel like they're always going to hit on us, or I do.
Yeah, and
and you have different reasons.
Yeah, I feel like they're always going
to spit on me. Like, I've tried to jump back over the fence.
As have I. And that's where I have to convince people.
It doesn't work.
And I'm probably more straight than you are, and yet...
You look like a dyke.
My membership card doesn't need to be held. It's probably expired. Yet we have this same discussion where, it's not believed for you. I'd love for someone to go, really? You're gay.
Yeah, really.
Coming out was no shock. My family went, yeah. A little too late.
Yeah, it wasn't like that for me. Anyway, we're going to go to a song now.
As we should.
We're going to play The Gossip.
Nice.
Here we go. And welcome back to Dystopical on Joy 94.9. I'm talking to Max about lesbians and men. We've just talked about lesbians and straight men, and we're going to talk about lesbians and gay men now for a little while.
Again, my favourite.
Do you have anything to say, Max?
I have plenty, actually. I sometimes feel more akin to gay men than I do with other lesbians at times. I think that's from years of working at the Opium Den and being one of the only females in the venue at all times. And just, I feel like, yeah, my humour changed with that kind of subculture a little bit and rubbed off on me a little. So I do feel sometimes like honorary.
You're an honorary gay man?
Sometimes, yeah.
Look, I used to feel like that at the Peel, I have to say. It was always my venue of choice.
It's never been your choice till after midnight.
No, but I feel like things used to be different back in the pre-ban days. It was where we all ended up.
Yeah.
On podiums with our shirts off, you know, having a great time.
Hmm.
And then suddenly, like, a distinction was made.
Yeah.
And it was kind of us against them. And like,
there's always been an element of segregation between the teams. But yeah, that ban was definitely a huge indicator of that. I've always felt the segregation. When I started at the Den, I was picking up glasses for $10 an hour. I'm walking around through all these sweaty dudes and just picking them up. And I was quite young, actually. I started doing it at 17, I think. And
really?
I think I was just young enough not to really know any better. So I just went in and picked up glasses, doing my job, and what I noticed is that no one wanted to speak to me. No one really wanted to talk to me. Funny enough, I didn't take it personally at all. I just kind of realised that they had nothing to relate to. Like, once we started talking, it was awesome, and we'd joke and whatever, but they assumed that I would be angry, and I assumed that they didn't want to. And it's because they work with, live with, and love men, as do we, with women. So they're really not exposed to it that much, to women, and we're not exposed to them. So
I know, I miss men.
Sometimes the comments and the question, you know, I had one guy go, "You are the nicest lesbian I've ever met."
Well, I had a really interesting experience. I've been friends with gay guys since forever, but I didn't come out till I was, fairly old. And when I did, one of my close friends spat it. Like, we haven't really been close since.
Why do you think he...
He was just like, "Oh, fucking lesbians."
Mm.
And I was like, "But it's me." Like,
yeah, we're friends. That's yeah.
But he was really offended. Like,
did you steal his thunder? Like, was
no,
he,
I didn't do anything. I've been out for years.
Was, like, he the token
I'd
gay?
I'd lived with him and his boyfriend.
Oh, shit.
Like, yeah, it was just, I don't know, like, there seemed to be this acrimony between gay men and gay women I didn't really understand.
The question I got asked, you know, you're the nicest lesbian I've ever met. And this is why I've just handed someone a beer and said thanks, because they've given me money. And I've said, "Hold on, stop. How many lesbians have you met?" And they're like, "Two."
Oh.
Okay. Like, that's fine, but...
Well, in that case, you're the nicest lesbian I've ever met, Max.
Well, I'm sure that there's more. You know, and then
I just haven't met me.
Well, over time, I am just the nicest lesbian in the world. That's there you go. Me, then Ellen DeGeneres, and that's it.
Yeah, that just makes me want to play a song.
Then do it.
What do you want me to play?
You had a good one before. Something gay.
Something gay.
Just for the gay man theme, you know.
Okay.
I want to feel like I'm at the Peel.
I'm going to play something really gay.
Go on.
That reminds me of your girlfriend. Here we go.
And we're back with Dystopical with Kat and Max.
Yes, on Joy 94.9.
So we've got a text in here. I'll just read it out. There's no name supplied. But, "Hi, guys, great show. I think straight men are particularly put off by good-looking lesbians because they know they have no hope." sorry, it's just in two pieces. And they treat women like a piece of meat. And P.S. Max is really hot, and it's great that she's single.
Max, did you just make that up?
Not at all. It's right here on the screen. Well, that's what she meant when she said it. Mm-hmm. And then she also meant, I think, yeah, it's that objectification that can sometimes take place. But I want to stress that it's not just straight men. I mean, straight men do it. We talked about lesbians doing it. Mm. Gay men have done it before, where I've had to actually stop gay men at times and say, my boobs are not for you to poke when I'm at the pier getting a drink. They're a piece of me and I have a personal space bubble and I don't know your name.
That includes my breasts.
Unless you buy me a drink first, these are off duty. So, you know, back off. So I think it spans all of them. It's just a different kind. So mm-hmm.
Anyway, we are running out of time ridiculously. So we're going to move on to the next section of lesbians and men, and we're going to talk about trans men. Max, do you have anything to say about this?
It's funny, like it's like it's quite so much, but they're not so much, because I feel like with my experience of trans guys, and for me, being trans is quite a spectrum, so it's hard. But we're talking just presenting and identifying as male, that they do have somewhat more empathy for the, you know, the plight of women, because of the treatment they've received
as women.
As being biologically female. So really, I find that if we're going to talk about, compare all of the categories today, then trans men I found to be the most respectful. But that, I don't feel that's because they may have been once female. I feel that's because they understand prejudice more so than we do, because it's, you know, there's still a longer way to go. And I guess these are my thoughts more than fact, but I feel there's a longer way to go for trans people than for gays, and the community of queer, because it's a smaller subculture in a way. So they understand prejudice a little bit more, and they're a little bit more over it. So they're less likely to do it, I've found. I mean, like, there's always 2% every category.
Look, I'm always one who wants to be politically correct and say the right thing, but I have to admit that the whole trans thing has been something that I've really grappled with over the last few years. At first, I found it really too confronting to deal with, that because Farin and I have talked about this. Like, we often feel very grateful that we just happen to be women that happen to be gay,
as opposed to
having any kind of problem with our gender.
Yeah, yeah.
And we both look like, you know, stereotypical women, and so therefore life is fairly easy for us. But that said, it hasn't been the same with partners of mine. And at first I found it really confronting, sleeping with someone who didn't really identify as being a woman when, like, I'm a lesbian.
Yeah, yep.
And so that was a really big part of what attracted me to that person. But they wanted me to react to them in sexual ways that were to do with them being male. And at first I found that it was just too hard for me to deal with.
So it's not an issue that they're trans, not at all, because we have many friends that are trans. And
not at all. It was for me, it was to do with
you being
like
gay.
My own. No, it was to do with my sexuality,
right.
Not to do with theirs. It really freaked me out. And it took me quite a long time to be okay with it. And I felt really bad about it.
But I think that makes you more, if you want to say PC, or more in touch than others, because that means that you do respect that they are male because you're a lesbian.
But at first it meant that I couldn't be attracted to them anymore. And so there was a hell of a lot of guilt there.
It obviously would get quite intricate when talking about having a relationship and with someone changing or being of another gender than you are used to sleeping with, or the preferred. I actually can't even comment because I've never been in that scenario, but I did have a very good friend growing up who I did know as female and had no idea of the intention to or her discomfort with her gender, who did change while we were friends. And I think, again, I was lucky to be exposed to that quite young and explain to others. Like, I found it hard coming out. Can you imagine how it would feel, you know,
not feeling
you're in the right body?
Yeah, really.
And so
it makes me feel really lucky.
Yeah, and so
I'm just gay. Yay. It's not
no
that hard.
No disabilities, you know, not yeah. that in Caucasian. I mean, you're luck of the draw. But no, I think that, like, back onto the topic, though, of relating to someone's trans, it's always different in a relationship. And I think, you know, of course we can't have sexual relations with straight men because we're gay. We can damn well try. or with queer men. And again, we can try. But you can't. I mean, it's apples and oranges. Like, that's a different, more personal kind of area. Whereas in talking in the relationships, I don't think that I've had a trans guy yell dyke out of a car at me. But I've gone through more shocking things, I'm sure. But I just don't think once you've had the capacity to... You just wouldn't prejudice someone else that way when you've felt it so much. And so that's why I feel there's a much more better connection with... trans guys with lesbians, because
I still feel like we could do better.
Oh, yes, definitely. And of course, it's the same thing in a way in my head with men not believing that you're gay because you're good looking. I've seen women, and this is working over bars, and it's disappointing, but I've seen women treat trans men differently and then say, well, why are you in a gay bar? How many trans bars do you know?
Really?
Like, where's the safe space? So,
and we do actually all get thrown together, and
it's all the freaks, you know, and like, the weirdos, and I love
it. We can all be there during, like, various stages of this. Like, someone starts off as a lesbian and then becomes trans, and, you know, you don't get to choose which part of the process you meet someone in. And I don't know, I kind of feel like if you're different, then you should just stick together.
I like it. That's my favourite part of going out.
My partner at the moment, when I met her several years ago, was, you know, lesbian, and now probably identifies more as being male.
Mm.
And at first, I didn't really get it.
Yeah.
And I get it now. And this was something that I had experienced with previous lovers, and I didn't feel comfortable about at all. But when it happened with her, it was... It was more like it finally made sense to me.
And I think that's
like she
good.
Was just whatever.
No, I think that's great that, just that happier. You have both those stories and both those people. It's you know, that you can it's not the issue that they're trans. It's the issue of your sexuality and how you feel relating to that person.
It doesn't
person.
Make me feel like I'm straight anymore, which was what the scary thing was in the past.
I think, like, you're a heterophobe.
If I... I've heard this before. I'm not actually a heterophobe.
I've got plenty of straight friends.
I know lots and lots of straight
I've been
people.
To the tote.
But I just... I love the tote. What? No, what? What's your point?
I think even my relating to trans guys is not, you know, being a part of drankings, whatever, or having friends that are trans. I don't think that's actually what has made me relate better. It's that I'm, like I said before, quite often mistaken for either a guy, 12-year-old boy, or... a trans person. And you know what I discovered? I'm gender blasé. I don't care.
Do you think we just fight against whatever we're perceived as? Because, like, you know, I'm perceived as a straight woman at all times, pretty much. And so maybe I have a thing about that, as in, yeah. No, I'm really gay. Like, I need to be really gay. And I
no,
need to
for
be
sure.
gay
yeah,
people.
Totally.
So if I'm with someone who identifies as male, then that makes me feel straight, and I don't want to be that.
If we had another hour, we could go right into Freud's theories about it. But, like, I'm just gender blasé, and that's why I get annoyed when I'm going to get chicken and chips and someone wants to point out that I'm a woman that sleeps with women, or someone wants to ask me while I'm serving them a drink what pronoun to use. You never need to say, she get me the vodka, or he go G&T. No.
Dear sir, please may I have a vodka and orange.
Do you know, often people say Max just because they're not sure whether to say he or she. It doesn't matter. Who cares? Like, I'm still ridiculously attractive and funny, so who cares what gender?
Don't laugh that hard. Sorry, dude. And on this note, I'm going to cut to a song called Take It Easy.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.